This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Jordan today, an attacker stabbed three visitors at a tourist site. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has our report.
Jordanian officials say the attacker knifed a number of tourists and their tour guide at the ancient city of Jerash, a popular archaeological site in northern Jordan. The country's public security directorate says the attacker also stabbed a policeman who tried to stop him. The wounded were taken to a hospital and the attacker arrested. A national newspaper reports the tourists were Mexican and suffered serious wounds. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
United Nations nuclear inspectors are in Iran in the wake of Tehran's announcement it had injected uranium gas into centrifuges at its Fordow site. It is the latest step away from the six-nation Iran nuclear agreement, which the United States abandoned well over a year ago. We have a report from Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda.
Iran appears to be walking further away from its 2015 nuclear agreement with world powers. On Tuesday, President Hassan Rouhani announced that it will start injecting gas into the centrifuges at one of its nuclear facilities. The gas accelerates the process of making high-grade nuclear material from uranium. A day earlier, Iran said it would also replace some centrifuges with newer models, claimed to work 50 times faster. Iran has long demanded that the remaining signatories of the nuclear agreement, that is, European powers, Russia and China, protect his country from sanctions. Rouhani says if the Europeans hold up their end of the bargain, the treaty can be salvaged.
That was Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Mexican investigators say they have a suspect in custody who may be tied to the killings of nine American women and children in the state of Sonora. Here's AP's Matt Small.
Criminal investigators say a suspect has been arrested and is under investigation for possible connections with the deaths. In a statement posted on Facebook, Mexican authorities in the state of Sonora say that the suspect was found in the town of Agua Prieta, right at the Arizona border, holding two hostages who were gagged and tied inside a vehicle.
Meanwhile, there is the shock of the brutal murders of the nine American Mormons. Victims' relatives are voicing their horror. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy has a report.
Mexico's foreign minister has visited what's thought to be the scene of a deadly ambush on U.S. citizens. Nine women and children were killed in the bloodiest attack on Americans in Mexico in years. Others were found in a second car around 11 miles away, and the body of a third woman was found near the state border between Sonora and Chihuahua. On Tuesday, Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said there will be justice.
That's why we're here at this time, to be at the scene and to later have a meeting. The objective is for this indignation to be backed up by the law, for there to be justice.
The nine victims were members of breakaway Mormon communities that settled in northern Mexico decades ago.
That was Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. Votes are still being counted from Tuesday's U.S. elections, notably in the state of Kentucky, where the Democratic candidate has declared victory in the race for governor over the Republican incumbent Matt Bevin, who modeled himself after President Trump. The underlying worry for the president is that he won Kentucky by 30 points in 2016, and what Tuesday's vote could mean for his reelection bid. Larry Sabato is a noted political scientist at the University of Virginia.
Overall, you would have to say the Democrats won. Doesn't mean they won every contest. Doesn't mean that maybe there'll be a recount and a reversal in Kentucky. You never know. Looking at the results that we have now, it would be impossible to call Republicans the winner.
In a dramatic reversal, American diplomat Gordon Sondland admits there was a clear quid pro quo with Ukraine, pushed by U.S. President Donald Trump and his personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani. Pushing back against the shrinking argument of no quid pro quo, White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham issued a statement saying the testimony transcripts, quote, show there is even less evidence for what she termed this illegitimate impeachment sham than previously thought. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be in Germany today to mark the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.